Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think they deserve to get dinged. I just don't know that it should have been quite that much.
All right, my man, we'll be reading.
Okay. Thank you, Jeffrey.
That, of course, is Jason Munns. Make sure you are subscribed to the Commercial Appeal to read all of his outstanding coverage. It is the holidays, and that means that if you're thinking about gifts, you should go see our friends over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Whether you're celebrating one of life's biggest milestones, like an engagement, or simply making the holidays unforgettable, Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect gift for your loved ones. You can check out the diamond earrings. Every woman loves a pair of diamond studs. They're like the little black dress of jewelry. They have half-carat total weight diamond studs starting at just $3.99. Also, the tennis bracelets are always a popular item, as are diamond necklaces. So go check those out. Also, if you're going to get engaged over the Christmas season, make sure you're thinking about Robert Irwin Jewelers. This is where we got my wife's engagement ring. She absolutely loves it. One of the great moments in my life is just occasionally checking her, watching her check out her ring and how much she adores it. So also you can do so with peace of mind over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can take advantage of the meant to be guarantee. It's just designed to give you a little bit of peace of mind. It's a 365-day, no questions asked return policy on any custom made engagement ring. Also, check out the new Above Love Star Diamond Collection. It's an extraordinary lab grown diamond featuring 100 facets and a hidden star in the center for an unmatched sparkle. It's available for engagement rings, earrings, pendants. Each one even comes with a viewing scope to see the star for yourself. So go ahead and shop now. You can shop now and pay later with 12 months interest-free financing or take up to 60 months to pay. They're going to be open on Sundays through the Christmas season. You can visit any of the 5 in-store locations or you can shop online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, all at better prices at Robert Irwin Jewelers. We come back, we'll get Coach Hurd's thoughts on what happened yesterday to the Tigers. Also got to get into the college football playoff rankings, NFL action, and more. We'll do all that during hour number 2. Stick around. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Zen Sports just picked the grand prize winner in November for the big game sweepstakes, but they're now going to be running it back in this month for the big game sweepstakes college edition. This time, instead of going to the big game for the pros, they're giving you a chance to go to the very first big game in the new college football playoff. The grand prize of $10,000 cash and 2 tickets to the biggest game, college football game of 2025. Yes, the one in Atlanta. And the ability to earn entries on every bet you place in December. It's all at Zen Sports. It doesn't get much better than this. Also, if you don't win the grand prize, don't worry. You'll have a shot to win one of 10 small prizes, which grant you $1,000 towards any college football playoff game in 2025. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to zensports.com/sweepstakes for a full list of rules and earn a $100 no danger first wager on your first bet. Just use promo code JEFFTN, J-E-F-F-T-N. Zen Sports, betting just got better. If you got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. No danger first wager limited to plus 500 odds to qualify. Terms and conditions do apply. A qualifying wager for entry must have a minimum odds for any leg in the entry of at least minus 250 or worse in American odds. For clarity, a wager at minus 251 does not qualify. Head over to zensports.com/sweepstakes for contest terms and conditions. You must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. Let's get Tiger basketball. All right, Coach. Tigers fall yesterday afternoon, 85-72. We talked about it with Munns. But from your perspective, I guess this would be the question. As a coach, how difficult is it to get your team to buy into, hey, I know you've beaten UConn. I know you've beaten Michigan State. I know you've played Auburn. I know you went at, won at San Francisco. You've beaten Missouri. How difficult is it to get them on a sleepy Sunday to take that game seriously? Because I really struggle for any real explanation other than it really did just feel like a poor effort.
It's tough, but you got to get it done. You know, you got to get it done. You have to beat a team. You're supposed to. That's what makes you a good team. That's what makes great teams great teams. You handle your business. Even if it's a bad game, whatever, you still find a way to win, and you keep it going. So we specifically, you know, you asked me to sound like more of a general question, but if we specifically talking about, you know, Memphis against Arkansas State, like you have to win those games. Those are no-brainer. Those are must-dos. Yeah, you're right, Sunday, weather bad, sleepy crowd.
Yeah.
But you have to get those done. You know, and just like you say, looking at Arkansas State, like Muggs even talked about, they beat Jackson State, right?
Yep.
And how terrible Jackson State is. So, and not even saying Jackson State is that horrible. So one thing that Jackson State does, and I'm going to bring you back to Memphis, that Alabama State does is they're going to have a chance to win the SWAC, but they're 0-9. But Jackson State goes out and do stuff like the games they didn't play was Arkansas State was their worst competition. They didn't play Kentucky.
Yep.
They didn't play Iowa State.
They're not funding their program with all the bye games. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Xavier, yeah. Vanderbilt, so Houston, like these have been like they were not favored in no game they have played. You know what I
right.
mean? So I want to say it was a bad loss, but when he said that, I'm like, okay, but we don't know how bad or good, you know, Jackson State is. But besides that, it's a bad loss. You got a week before you can do it again. It's just a game you can't lose, and didn't see it coming at all. I kind of put that one in the books as a win and was looking on to Clemson. And I know we struggled a little bit against La Tech, and I thought that was – a good maturity sign of, okay, we still got over that and won that game. The only thing I differ or pump my brakes on a little bit as horrible and bad as I thought it was the loss was, I just don't think I'm not going back to next year yet.
Yeah.
I can't do that yet. I see why the questions are asked. I can't kind of see around the similarity, same time. But I just, even though this might be a worse loss than any loss that I could be wrong with it. I can go back and look at, like, even Arkansas State lost against Rice. Where was Rice picked that almost got double digits?
I believe the Rice loss last year is the worst, like, in terms of, like, KenPom, it's the worst loss that they've had.
So that makes it this year, Rice team, what was it picked to finish in the ACC? Because they beat Arkansas State by almost double digits, like, a week or two ago.
I want to say they were bottom four.
Yeah, it was somewhere up in there, right? So, Memphis definitely can do better. I believe in the staff. I believe in the team. Even the heck, I believe in everything, and they're doing such.
Yeah, they're picked last.
Yeah, what I thought last.
Yeah.
So that's when you say like, you know how much of a Tiger and Penny Hardaway guy I am, being a coach and this and that. But realistically, when people call next to me, like, he know the players know it's a bad loss. He knows a bad loss, like. Rice was picked last, and they have already beat this team by almost double digits. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that couldn't happen. It's just a bad loss. Yeah, it's hard to motivate. Yeah, it's all of that. I think somebody asked even Penny a question yesterday. There might have been another. After the question you asked, was it last year? Then I think Leon came after that and said, this is how college. You know, and Penny disputed that. He said, yeah, it's still a million years. I didn't think this game right here should have been lost.
No, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like losses do happen. I think the problem was it was the way the loss happened because it felt like it was entirely effort-based. And I think that's kind of why everyone's freaking out because, oh, this is the trend. They'll get up. It's like one of those things where it's like I expect them to get up and play Clemson. Why? Because when they've been in big games against big opponents, they've largely showed up. The problem is now, as Munns pointed out, when you finish the Mississippi State game in 2 weeks, it's entirely possible you don't play another top 100 team. I mean, North Texas right now would be, but they're starting to take some losses. And so it's like the league looks worse than ever. And I just think what is happening is everybody's sitting there going, well, it's not really been a team that just walks through conference play. But I don't know. Like I also think losses can be kind of wake-up calls. And I know some people would say, well, why wouldn't your wake-up call La Tech? And it's like, well, they won, man. Like, it's tough to, like, you know what I mean? Like, you have their attention when you lose. When they win, even though it wasn't a comfortable win, it doesn't work the same way.
No, that's true, because that was kind of happening last year where the staff and Penny being as smart as he is, even when we were winning, going to the top 10, the guys, some of the people say it's some things happening here we need to change. Some things have, but until you lose sometime with younger guys, you know, it's like telling your kids.
Yes, 100%.
Don't touch the oven.
This could be a problem, but it's like until you take the loss, and then at that point, maybe sometimes it's too late. Like, you know what I mean?
No.
Like with that team, at least last year.
Yeah. You know, the good thing about this one, I would say, it felt like last year because we didn't have a Malheur Classic. It felt like we played the big games first, and then the other games came behind it. I think this is a little different strategy where it was big games, then it was little games. Now you finna go back to big games, maybe a little, you feel what I mean? And so now you still got stuff to get, still stay motivated about, if that makes sense.
No, I'm with you because I think we kind of see it the same way. It's one of those ones where I'm not ready to say this is just like last year. I do understand why those that feel the same. Like, I understand it. I don't think we're there yet, but that's why we play games.
Yeah, I would say as far as the question is, I think it's a little too prematurely because it is one game. It's almost as prematurely as what Mon said earlier. I do think as bad as the loss was, not to be hypocritical, and I'm standing on as a bad loss myself, you know, as much as I love Penny and the Tigers, but I think it's just as premature as I don't think they should have kicked them out of the top 25. I think a major hit, maybe between 23 and 25, because it's still one loss, and I know that might be another subject or whatever, but I'm just saying.
I really think it didn't help that they lost yesterday. I think if they lose on Saturday, and like, you know what I mean? The fact that it's like, all right, you lose on Sunday, it's the last thing that voters saw. You know what I mean?
But ain't that messed up? Like, oh, did y'all really have them on the borderline and just wait for them to lose? Because still, they're the 16th team in the country. And if they're 28th now, this doesn't happen often, because I actually looked this up, that a team drop, that's essentially 12 spots off one loss. That don't happen. That's not normal.
That's the other problem is you combine that with a weird week where teams started like, so you had a bunch of teams that like entered into the rankings pretty, or like had big wins. Like Michigan goes up 12 spots after their week of beating Wisconsin and Iowa, I believe, so they beat last week. And so they have like a big jump. And then you had Clemson with the big jump up 10 after the Kentucky win. You had UConn getting back into the rankings. Like, it was kind of a couple of other factors. Like, you had teams that were like, the other thing that kind of made it interesting is the Big Ten started league play. And so you had teams with like premier games while other teams were just playing non-con. And so it's like they end up ranking a bunch of people up, and it was like a topsy-turvy week in general. But that does seem pretty significant for one loss.
Yeah, yeah. That punishment seemed pretty significant. Because like you say, UConn and Michigan State both are in the top 25 that Memphis beat. And then Missouri, who just knocked off the number one team as of yesterday, or number two team as of yesterday. I think they won Kansas, even though they – I just think a 12-spot jump was a little too harsh. You know what I mean? And so – with that being said, if the top 25 AP guys are being fair, now I think Clemson in the same spot. We was at 16. So with a Clemson win, yeah, they should be right back
Right back at 16.
At least sure. In the top 20, 22.
Sure, that's how it'll work. All right, the college football playoff. All right, Herd, hand up. I was wrong. They found a way to keep Alabama out, and SMU goes in. So Georgia, after their win in the SEC championship game, they move three spots from number five to number two. Oregon wins the Big Ten, finishes the regular season undefeated. They will be the number one seed. Texas is technically the third ranked team, but they will be the fifth seed. Penn State is the fourth ranked team. They will be the sixth seed. Notre Dame is the fifth ranked team. They will be the seventh seed. Ohio State, the sixth ranked team. They will be the eighth. Tennessee, the seventh ranked team. They will be the ninth seed. Indiana, the eighth-ranked team, they will be the 10 seed. Boise, the ninth-ranked team, will be the third overall seed. SMU, ranked 10th, will be the 11th seed. Arizona State, ranked 12th, will be the fourth seed. And Clemson, the 16th-ranked team, will be the 12th seed. So that means our matchups are as follows. On week one, this is December the 21st, number five, Texas, host Clemson. The winner of that will match up with Arizona State in the Peach Bowl. Ohio State and Tennessee that evening will be matched up with Oregon. That winner will play in the Rose Bowl. SMU will travel to Penn State also on the 21st. They will be matched up with the Boise State winner. And then on the 20th, actually our first ever college football 12-team playoff game, Notre Dame hosts Indiana. The winner is matched up with Georgia. Georgia also getting a little bit of bad news. The reports around the building are that Carson Beck, on the last play before the end of the first half, he had the, not to bring up bad memories for you, but he got the Brock Purdy elbow issue that knocked him out of the Eagles NFC championship game. And so that's going to be a problem. I think, though, if it's still going to be overreaction since we didn't quite get to it, I kind of look at it this way. I think Alabama would have been in two scenarios. SMU, who I believe at one point was down 31-14. If that game stays a blowout, I think that knocks SMU out. But SMU comes all the way back, and they tie the game up with, whatever, 20-something seconds, you know, under a minute to play. Clemson gets the big kick return, hits the big pass, and then they hit the kid hits the 54-yarder, 55-yarder, and all of a sudden Clemson wins. And now you're in a position where what do you do with SMU? Because all these conference commissioners have wanted to protect their championship games. Why? Because they're big moneymakers. But because of that, it's like, all right, are we really going to penalize SMU for losing at the absolute buzzer? They made the decision not to. But this is kind of the way that I look at it from the SEC perspective, because the argument would be, do you really think that SMU is better than Alabama? Do you think that they're better than Ole Miss? Do you think that they're better than South Carolina? No, I don't. But this, I guess, would be, and I think Miami, I actually don't think they're better than Miami either, because I think Miami's offense is better. But this is kind of, I always fall back to Vince McMahon controls my brain. There's a little of Brett screwed Brett here, because the SEC agreed to this format, because by the definitions of how they're supposed to pick the teams, SMU, quote unquote, deserves to be there. And so when you agree that basically we're going to treat all these power leagues the same, this is what you wind up with. Because this is kind of the other overreaction that I had yesterday. Everyone got so consumed with the rage of Alabama passing Miami and everyone setting it up to where Bama's going to get in. This essentially allowed us being so focused on Bama rage that the ACC swoops in the middle of the night while we're all focused on hating Alabama and being mad about Alabama. And they essentially got three teams in. Notre Dame's not technically an ACC team, but they play five league games. And they're an ACC and everything else. And my biggest problem that I had with it is, if you've watched that league, and I know you have, that league's horrible. I would rather have multiple Big 12 teams than multiple ACC teams, but it all goes back to the same issue. The SEC agreed to this. They agreed to play this game that all these things are kind of the same, and they're not, and you put yourself in position to where you are getting three teams in, one of which is going to be the number two overall seed that on paper has a good path, but is potentially playing without their starting quarterback. Tennessee's going on the road. Texas has a decent path at home. But you only got three teams in. The Big 10 got four teams in. The ACC gets two and Notre Dame. And then you're largely, you're sitting here with three teams. I think also the other big issue that I see is the SEC now is going to be in this spot of, what do they do? Do they try to make an issue? Do they say, we'll do this one more time through next year? But you're in this position because you're basically saying, we're okay with the fact that even though our league is different than these other leagues, it's going to be kind of graded the same. And that's kind of where they are.
Well, that's definitely tough. And yeah, the Alabama stuff was crazy in the way it turned out. Yeah, you when you think of the SEC as the best league, so you would think they would get at least four in there year in and year out. But the way it's set up, like you say, Brett screwing Brett. My take on the whole bracket, because I actually had it up earlier today to look at it, is, and there's a lot what Nick Saban said, I want to get to the seeding.
Yep.
So from a seeding standpoint and me knowing these teams and I watched all these teams a good amount this year, I probably hadn't seen Boise play a lot, but I have seen most of the teams in here play pretty much a lot, Indiana somewhat, that when you look at it, Penn State has the easiest path to the championship right now, to the Final Four. I'm going to say to the Final Four. Secondly, Texas do. Thirdly, Georgia do. The hardest route is actually Oregon. Oregon
totally agree.
Has the hardest route to the Final Four, right? And so this is what Nick Saban said, that he do agree that they should keep the format the same, but the seeding, you cannot give the ACC and people like that and the Big 12 an automatic buy if their team is not top four, top five, at least top five worthy, because the best team in it, Oregon, now has the hard. Matter of fact, that's looking at those three teams, Oregon, Tennessee, Ohio State, it's ridiculous right there. We all know Clemson going to play their butt out, but Texas is better than Clemson and Arizona State, hands down. We know Penn State is better than Boise and SMU, hands down. Now, things happen in bowl games.
Right. By the way, the committee told us that. They ranked them ahead.
Yeah. We do know it could get tricky, but Notre Dame is probably going to be Indiana. You know what I'm saying? And if Georgia was at full strength, but that would still be a good game, But that's one thing that I think has to change, because to me, that's not fair for Oregon. I feel like Oregon also has, to work their butt off, be undefeated, win the Big Ten championship. They have the hardest route to the Final Four.
In a year that was defined by nobody being able to go unscathed, one team went undefeated. They won the Big Ten, and their reward is, all right, you're either going to have to play Ohio State again, or you're going to have to play Tennessee. And those two teams are ranked 6th and 7th. I think the thing that, because I can't figure out, would you prefer, all right, we're going to give you the top five, you're in. The top five seeds, you're in. But this is kind of where they started. Like they, this is kind of goes back to Brett screwed Brett. The leagues were so focused on rewarding the conference champions because they wanted to preserve the conference championship games that you wound up in this spot where two of your top four seeds are ranked 9th and 12th, respectively. So my deal is, all right, if you maybe want to reward them, I think you have to do you got to do it like the NFL playoffs where you're basically reseeding after every round. So, like, the number one seed plays, Oregon would play the lowest ranked team that wins.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's, you know, maybe it winds up, it ends up being Ohio State at 8, but they're the lowest ranked team that wins. But the real problem is you have three teams in Boise. You have Boise, or really four teams, Boise, Arizona State, SMU, and Clemson. All four of those teams are basically behind everyone else you'd play. So what are you doing? Are you moving? Are we saying, like, if Clemson wins, that's who Oregon plays? Because I'm kind of cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you wind up in the situation of, are you still going to give these teams byes? And I really kind of come back to it. It's like, I think it was a good format for this season in this perspective. We did not have a dominant team. Despite Oregon being undefeated, I don't think any of us think of Oregon as like 2019 LSU or, you know, the Georgia team that goes undefeated. Like, they don't feel like they're in that category. The problem is, so you have a thinning out of talent. The top is not nearly as strong as the top has been. And so it's good from that format in that we had a lot of teams in November that were still in it and kept us interested, and we had a lot of big games. The problem that I saw this year was because you had all of these new conferences with these that are much bigger, the schedules were so unbalanced that it made differentiating these teams. Think about it in these terms. Let's set aside Carson Beck injury. So forget, like, let's just talk about what Georgia actually accomplished. How many teams in the country would have gone 11-2 against their schedule? Their schedule was Clemson on a, air quotes, neutral to start the season. You played Texas at Texas, Alabama at Alabama, Ole Miss at Ole Miss. You played Tennessee at home. You also had Georgia Tech at home. So that was why Kirby was going so nuts on Sankey on Saturday. Is like, how on earth are you sitting there going, the scheduling thing is the same? And they still played. They had also had to play Florida, and they got Kentucky early on the road. The problem that I see with the SEC though is they're largely just going to run the same schedules back. They're just flipping the venues. So if you had a home game this year, flip it to a road game, but they're basically going to play the same schedule. So we're just heading to the same thing again next year.
Yeah, they got to fix that, Jeff. They got to fix that. And the more I look at the playoffs, too, I will say this, though. If Georgia quarterback wasn't hurt, which some people think they play better at times when he...
That first drive. So I thought it was big that everybody, because when you saw the first drive of Gunnar Stockton coming in, mm-hmm. like he went right down the field, and you're like, oh boy, have they been playing the wrong quarterback? Mm-hmm. Like you kind of, like, because that narrative had been out there. But then when you watched the after that, you realize, like, oh man, this guy's not Carson Beck.
For sure.
Like he was captain check down, he threw a bad pick. Like it was, I still understand why Texas was honoring deep throws. Like he could not wait to check it down.
So if they can have decent quarterback performance, I do see Georgia getting to the championship game the way the bracket is set up if they have decent quarterback play. On the
And you've got a month to get him ready. I mean, you know what I mean? Like yeah. That is a in fairness to Gunnar Stockton, that's a tough spot to come in.
Mm-hmm.
You're not thinking you're going to play, and then all of a sudden you're thrust into the second half of the SEC championship game.
Yeah, I do think the winner of the Georgia and Notre Dame game would be Penn State or Boise. I do. So on that side. Then on the other side, I think the winner of Texas is tough too, though. So Yeah, Oregon is going to be tough regardless now that I think about it, because even after you beat Tennessee, Ohio State, you probably going to have to play Texas after that for the Final Four.
Yeah, I do wonder. So Texas has, now granted it's been Georgia twice. When Texas has gotten up against their best competition, their offense really, really sputters. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And thinking about the SEC championship game, I thought they were in trouble when, I think at one point heard, I think it was like 193 total yards to 9, and they were up 6-0.
Mm.
That's when you're like, all right, Georgia's going to figure this out at some point. Mm-hmm. Like, you going up and down the field and only getting 6 points out of this, that's going to be a problem. And now, with that said, I mean, they physically match up with just about anyone. But I don't know, man. That offense, when they've gone up against anybody with a pulse, has been really sputtering.
You think Clemson can beat them, though? No.
I'd be surprised if Clemson does. I would also be surprised if Arizona State does, because I think they can bully Arizona State. I think Oregon could put up a number that they couldn't catch.
Okay, you think Oregon. So you don't think that would be competitive?
I mean, Oregon's defense gave me a little hesitation this week, because we saw Penn State's offense go up and down the field in a manner that they don't typically do in those games. I don't know if they're quite like the Georgias of the world up front on defense, but their offense can present problems. And Gabriel has played pretty well for a guy that's like not really getting that much credit for playing well.
Yeah, he's not getting enough talk in the Heisman or nothing. Had an like undefeated team. Yeah. And
like,
and
normally the quarterback of the best team, like, is like, that's gonna be like a for sure. Now, I do think it helped that it was a 12-team playoff format, because that helped Ashton Gentry stay in the conversation longer. And even though Colorado didn't get there, Colorado was in it until the end. And so that brought different eye, you know, like, you're looking at them differently, because what we've typically seen is you need to be a playoff contender. And Colorado was basically a playoff contender up until the last couple of weeks.
Have they mentioned the finalists for Heisman yet?
No, I think we'll get that here, because I think it's Saturday. We either get it this week or next.
They usually say the Heisman candidates, I thought, like a week or two before. They don't go mention it a few days before? I know it's going to be the two Colorado boys, Ashton and...
All right.
Will it be Gabriel?
They'll be announced today at some point.
Okay.
So you're right. It's usually this. I mean, I think it'll probably end up being Gentry, Travis, and then probably Gabriel. And I think Travis wins. Okay. That'd be my guess. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit of the NFL action from the weekend. We'll do that next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ESPN.
All right, Herd, it was a pretty midweek of NFL football. We obviously had the great afternoon game between the Bills and the Rams, and the thing that will always blow me away, I will never understand coaches in the final like 90 seconds that don't value timeouts for defense more than offense, because the Bills try to run the quarterback sneak. They don't get in. They take the timeout then, and because of that, that forces them to onside kick it, and then you've got a 3% chance. You could have at least kicked it deep in the hopes of getting a stop and using your timeouts to get the ball back to try and kick a game-winning field goal. They didn't do that, but overall, it was still an entertaining game. I think it was largely decided by the block punt that we saw yesterday. The Chiefs doink in a field goal to win the division over the Chargers, continuing their run of winning games and not covering. But the interesting one that I think is developing, Vikings 42, Falcons 21. And now this is four consecutive, in the last 4 weeks, Kirk Cousins, no touchdown passes, eight interceptions. And the question of, if you're the Falcons, do you think about making a switch to Michael Penix? The one caveat is, all we've seen from Penix is mop-up duty. Now, I think Penix is pretty good, but at the same time, you're on the hook then for 50-something million next year. Can you really make that switch? And then, of course, the other question that no one knows the answer to, other than probably internally, if you go away from Kirk Cousins, what's that do to the locker room? Because they're now in a position where the Falcons, I believe a couple of weeks ago, there was something that was close to like 90% chance to make the playoffs. Now they're no longer winning the division, and they're in a division where if you probably don't win it, you're probably not getting in the playoffs, because the Bucs beat the Raiders yesterday. They've now passed them by a full game. They do have the tiebreaker against the Bucs, but the Bucs have a much softer schedule. How would you handle switching from the free agent quarterback you paid a ton of money into giving the rookie a shot? It's rough. You definitely got to dot your I's and cross your T's. You got to be calculated.
You better make sure the captains are on board.
It's like going for two-point conversion when you ain't got two, or going for a fourth and one at a time. I'm looking at the Falcons schedule, though. It's not the worst of all times, though. They got the Raiders. They have the Giants, which I think, you know, disrespect, you can win both of them without a quarterback.
So Giannotto texted me, because the Giants are the first team this year to be 15 points or more underdogs. And he was like, does that ever happen? I was like, funny you should ask. It happened. It's now, this will be the fifth time that it's happened since the last two seasons. Giants have been involved in four of them. So continue your disrespecting. It's well earned.
So you got no, because I don't know what the Bucks remainder schedule is, but I think this is pretty soft too, because you have the Raiders, the Giants, and the Panthers. So the only team I think,
Frisky Panthers.
Yeah.
So the Bucks have at the Chargers, tough game on Saturday or Sunday. Then they have the Cowboys, the Panthers, and the Saints.
So they about tip or tat. They got the Commanders too, I didn't mention. So I think they could easily go, I mean, worst case, 2-2 with this, you know what I mean? You know, so would that get them in the playoffs?
Man. I think you got to go 3-1, and you got to go 3-1 because if you wind up tied with the Bucks, they have the tiebreaker because they won both games during the regular season. So if you wind up tied, you get in. But man, I think the Bucks are going to have fun with at Cowboys, Panthers at home, Saints at home.
Yeah.
So at worst, I see, like, you know what I mean, like. If they're going
to
go...
Cowboys trying to fight right now.
They're fighting a little bit, but they're still bad.
Yeah. Didn't they go like a two-game winning streak? What did they do? I think Cowboys
One of those was the Giants.
Okay. They're on the one-and-a-half game.
I do think... See, who did they... They beat the Commanders, maybe?
When you beat the Giants, yeah, I hear they just give you a tie.
Yeah, no. Like, you know, it's like no one pats you on the back. They did have a good win at the Commanders.
They're on like a two-game winning streak. So, yes. I mean, I'm real big when it comes to sports, and I don't want this to sound heartless, even on my level. Man, when you're not producing, man, someone else gets an opportunity to see if they can produce. You know, I get the locker room got to be for it, but far as this thing, it's not college or high school. We're saying
no, it is the NFL.
Are we going to mentally break? Like for people who say, well, that hurt the quarterback mind. Hold on, man. Listen, you getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars, and you're not performing, and you still getting paid because we put you on the bench. So, I do have a heart, but at the highest level, I'm always gonna give my team the best chance to win. And you're either getting it done or you're not. It's pretty simple.
Well, and then the other thing is we don't know. Like maybe they're seeing this at practice, and they've kicked around the idea, and they just don't think Penix is ready. But I mean that. No touchdowns, 8 picks is pretty brutal. That's his last 4 games.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah.
That's brutal. That's like us watching the guy fight outside. They not really beat him up. Now he's going to get weapons. Like, let's break it up.
Ooh,
like,
boy.
There's enough.
Yeah, let's take a seat here. Let's take a seat. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we tell your story next. Right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Herd, Juan Soto agrees to the biggest contract in professional sports history, $765 million over 15 years with the New York Mets. But one of my favorite things is the content pieces that come out of how did they make the deal happen. Well, according to the New York Post, John Heyman, a big part of this was a lunch that served Latin food. The outfielder and his entourage were then shown a film crafted by the Mets, a stark contrast from the more typical PowerPoint presentations over other teams. Also, the Mets used excellent intelligence to find out that Juan Soto was offended that a family member and his chef and driver were disallowed by overzealous Yankee security guards and that this would never happen with the Mets. Hurt, the Mets offered him $765 million over 15 years. The Yankees offered 16 years, $750 million. Like, it seems like the numbers were maybe been the reason. I don't know if all these anecdotes were. Seems like the team that offered more money at fewer years probably got the deal done versus the team that offered less money in more years. Just a thought. Don't tell these stories. Tell your story. All right, my man. Appreciate you being in here as always. He, of course, is Coach Hurd. If you missed anything, he'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Hurd, for Munz, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.